The mystery of the Holy Eucharist is a mystery which has occupied the minds of spiritual directors, spiritual writers, and theologians down the centuries. And the miracle of the Holy Eucharist is in the feast that we are keeping today, the body and blood of Christ. And that great gift that Christ has given to his church has been a stumbling block for many. I have to think, as I'm offering this homily to you this morning, I'm thinking of a phrase which, would you believe, and I never thought I'd be quoting Queen Elizabeth I during a homily, but she actually had a very high mind about the Holy Eucharist, as indeed did Henry VIII. I think she still believed in transubstantiation, because when pushed and she was urged to deny the doctrine, she said quite simply, "He took the bread and broke it, he took the cup and blessed it, and what his words doth make it, that I take and eat it." Well, you can't get plainer than that. And what she was saying was, Jesus said, "This is my body." And he said, "This is my blood. And what his words doth make it, that I take and eat it." The theologians have argued blue in the face over what is essentially something to be lived. And the answer to our little questioning about how can this become, the bread and the wine become the body and blood of Christ, is, I think, answered in two very simple ways. The first is that Christ himself said that what it is what it is, his body and his blood. And he elaborates on this whole concept of the body and the blood by saying, "You are going to be incorporated into me. At baptism, you will become part of my body. At that initiation, you will be my brother and sister. Yes, but more than that, I in you and you in me." And as we know, confirmation, when we're allowed to receive Holy Communion, is the end, if you like, of the initiation rites that we have as Catholic Christians. So at that point, we greatly state that we are prepared to believe that we are sons and daughters of Christ, that we do become part of his mystical body. And if that's true, well, then so surely must be the fact that his body and blood is a lasting legacy of this truth. St. Thomas Aquinas puts it very theologically. You know that St. Thomas Aquinas, the great Dominican, actually formulated the words of the Mass, the propers of the Mass for Corpus Christi. But it had troubled him, this whole business of transubstantiation, as it may trouble some of you. First of all, he says, you mustn't think of it in terms of literally becoming the body and blood of Christ in what its outward appearance is. It keeps its accidents, as it's called. It is still bread and it is still wine if we were to look at it and taste it. But it goes deeper. And so people will say, well, how can it be then go deeper? He said it goes deeper than molecules. And then he says the most profound statement, which has helped me a lot. He says, it's like the soul in your body. Transubstantiation is the presence of Christ in that sacrament, in that host, and in that blood of his, like the soul in our own body. You know the reality that it's there. But if you were to say, where is it? Well, it would be very difficult to pinpoint it, other than the fact that it fills our whole body. And that's what the basic thought about transubstantiation is. In reality, it is the body and blood of Christ, although it appears on the outside to be just bread and wine. For us, of course, it's not the bread that you can just throw out to birds when you've finished with it, and it's not the wine that you can just tip back in the bottle and wait for another occasion to use it. That sacred sign of his presence is given great reverence in our church. It is reserved for the needs of the sick. And at the end of the Mass today, on this great feast, we shall be giving benediction. Instead of me giving benediction, you will be blessed by the host today, the presence of Christ with us. And that's a blessing which is universal in significance. It's not just for the people in church, a few that there are. It's not just for those watching on the television. But like the body of Christ, like the soul in the body, it reaches out to everyone. And we're particularly asking for God's blessing upon our island, and that will be my intention at this benediction, to ask that God will enlighten the hearts and minds of the people of this island, especially as they come to look at the revising of our abortion law, that Christ may touch their hearts like the rays of the sun, like the rays coming from the monstrance, that truth and enlightenment may come to them, and that the presence of Christ will dwell with them, and that our decision may be in keeping with his.